And now, it's time for Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. For the next 2 hours, join Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Maxa, Corey Sandin, and this week's special expert guest for fishing information, new techniques to catch more fish, and the most current scoop on what's happening in the water. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup, and Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best. Shimano. Get ready for the fastest 2 hours on radio with the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Mexa, and Corey Sandin.
Good morning, anglers, and welcome to Let's Talk Hookup. I'm Pete Gray with Rock Cod Rick Mexa. We're in the world headquarters of Let's Talk Hookup, as you can see on our Facebook and YouTube Live, right next to the San Diego Landing. Pretty busy this morning in Point Loma. We have a couple of great guests. They pretty much insure everybody over there that you're looking at. It's Dawson & Associates Insurance Service. Christy and Bob are here. Going to be talking to travel insurance, boat insurance, and just fishing in general. Right. So you stay tuned. This is Southern California's Sport Fishing Voice. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app and the Sports Grid Radio Network.
Inside information is everything when it comes to catching fish in Southern California. You need a code group to connect with what's happening on the water. FishDope.com is your code group. Inside information available at your fingertips 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. FishDope.com really does help you catch more fish and burn less fuel. FishDope.com is the only fish finding service with a spotter plane, along with a crew of top anglers on the water almost every day that report actual locations and catches. They become your code group. You get daily catch reports from Point Conception to San Quintin, 365 days a year. FishDope.com has online planning tools, temperature and chlorophyll charts, hot bite icons, and more. Take it from me, if you don't have FishDope.com, you're not part of the in-the-know crowd. Membership is affordable and good for an entire year. Plus, use the special code and save $30 on a new FishDope.com membership. Check it out today. FishDope.com. Catch more fish, burn less fuel.
Captain Jamie Tennis from Season Sport Fishing here. For the past few seasons, a dart-styled metal jig has come into play in a big way for tuna offshore or even rockfish down deep. AFCO's crossbreed jig has quickly become the go-to for many since it came onto the market. AFCO's crossbreed jig is good to go right out of the package with a 4X treble hook, heavy-duty split rings, West Coast colors, and sizes 60 gram to 120 gram. Pick one up today at your local tackle store or learn more on AFCO.com.
The Make It Ford Summer Sales Event is on. Visit your San Diego County Ford dealers now and make it your best summer yet. Amazing offers and great selection of the best-selling trucks in America for 47 years. Ford F-Series, featuring gas, hybrid, or all-electric. These are deals you've been waiting for. So don't wait. Make it Ford. Make it yours. Make it now. Only at your San Diego County Ford dealers. They'll be glad to hook you up.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. You can always tell it's going to be a busy show when we have a couple of great friends like Bob and Christy on, and the texts are rolling in like well before the show starts.
Yeah.
Like, you can always tell when a busy one's going to be. This is certainly going to be a fun show today.
Yeah, it is. And you can see, busy landing there in the background of our YouTube and Facebook shot there. But we'll come back in the studio here as the Pacific Dawn backs into their slip, as you can see right there on the camera. But we'll go back in the studio here and welcome Christy and Bob. Good morning.
Hi, guys.
Good morning.
Great
good
to
morning.
Have you guys. And, boy, you've been busy, Christy.
Yeah. It hasn't been a busy one.
Yeah. lots of stuff going on. Of course, summer's travel season.
Absolutely.
And summer's fishing season. So we were talking about Pacific Dawn backing in. We have the boy Tomahawk, the Islander. You insure all the boats, right? Pretty
not
much.
Not all of them, but I'd like to.
Almost
if you're
all.
Listening.
Yeah, yeah. Condor's there. It's like there's a lot. Red Rooster's in the background. You can see in the background there. If there's somebody missing, they shouldn't be, because you guys pretty much know how to find the best rates and the best coverage for everybody, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah. What marine insurance, Bob, has changed quite a bit in the past few years, right?
Oh, tremendously.
Yeah. So why? Yeah.
Well, a lot of the companies pulled out, and it wasn't necessarily because of Southern California. We have great weather here, but there's a lot of boats in Florida, and a lot of companies had insured boats in Florida. I don't know how they're doing it now, but most of the big carriers have said, no, we're not making any money.
Because of the hurricanes down
there?
Yeah,
mostly weather-related there. Here, you know, people run into each other or, you know, boat cracks or...
things like that.
Sinks or whatever.
Yeah, but one of the issues with insurance companies here with older boats, which a lot of the fleet are older, solid, the way they used to make them kind of boats, is age, right?
Yes, absolutely. Age is certainly a factor when it comes to insuring vessels. And, you know, like Bob said, you know, Florida has taken some hits over the years, which has certainly made the carriers take a look at their book of business and say, okay, where do we want to take our risks and what's performing better? And unfortunately, even if you're not in necessarily that particular area, it still crosses over because they'll look at a whole book of business, such as overnight vessels or, you know, day use boats or, you know, whatever the case is, and they'll say, we're going to cut our losses here so that our portfolio looks better and we're performing better because it's a business, right? Insurance is a business.
It's a business, so. Yeah. Yeah, a challenging business at that.
Absolutely.
But, and then, of course, rates on trailer boats like my boat, Rick's boat, a lot of other boats, they've gone up way up too, right?
Yeah, I think you're seeing that across the board in insurance, from personal lines to you know, business insurance, commercial lines. Rates are going up consistent with, you know, pretty much everything else out there now is going up. So.
Yeah, everything. So, but one thing that's held steady is the travel insurance. It's still, it's like the best bargain in town. What's that all about?
It really is. So a few years back, we took a couple of our carriers took small increases, and I was like kind of bracing myself like, okay, here we go.
Yeah.
But since then, they've stayed steady, which is awesome. I think, you know, I think it was during the big COVID period that we took a small increase, but it was very minimal. And so travel insurance rates have been exceptionally low and a great bargain for what you're getting as far as coverage.
Like your base coverage for your annual policy is $280
in California. And, you know, that gives you $3,000 worth of cancellation or interruption coverage per year. It gives you $100,000 in emergency emergency transportation.
How
and
crazy.
$20,000 in emergency medical and $45,000 in rental car damage and theft coverage. And then some other, you know, ancillary benefits that, I mean, it's a no-brainer.
Less than
a dollar a day.
I'd say it's less than what it costs to rent the car for one day when you go somewhere.
Right.
Covered for the year.
For the year.
Crazy.
It's pretty nuts. And, you know, you see a lot of times the policies when you go buy an airline ticket, they want, you know, $70, $80 to insure your ticket. You don't need to do that anymore if you buy the annual policy, right?
Correct, yeah, because that your airline tickets can be covered under that. Any travel where your destination is 100 miles or more from home on an annual plan, or like, for instance, like you're talking about on the fishing boats or, you know, even a road trip if you're going up north, you know, to go fishing on a lake or something, if it's 100 miles away from your home, it's covered. So,
wow.
Yeah,
great
deal.
That's pretty nice. So who should have travel insurance, Bob?
Anybody that travels, you get a one-year policy.
You go anywhere, right?
Yeah, worldwide.
Yeah, whether it be on a boat here or on an airplane or a car trip, right?
Yeah. You know, the rule is your destination has to be 100 miles from home. I mean, if you drive out of your driveway and three blocks later you get in a car wreck and can't make your trip, you know, your destination was still over 100 miles from home. That's
right.
What they consider, not your actual driving from home, which might be three blocks and an accident happens.
Yeah. So, okay, let's say you're going, for example, you live, say, in L.A., and you drive down to the San Diego Landings, and you get on the Islander on a day-and-a-half trip, and you go 100 miles offshore. You're covered.
Well, you're going to be covered because it's 100 miles from L.A. at least out
okay.
here.
Okay, yeah.
And then the boat, whatever it goes, and it could go many miles.
Yeah.
Yeah, so your destination definitely is going to qualify for that.
Okay.
And that's as soon as you left your house. So I did have a client recently who had an incident where they were going on a trip and they were unfortunately involved in a car accident, probably not more than 20 miles from their home, and that delayed their trip. Obviously, they couldn't get there because they missed their flight and, you know, whatnot. And so that was covered. even though they weren't yet 100 miles. It doesn't matter if your destination is.
You were covered. I've had a personal experience. First time I've ever needed to use travel insurance, and just glad I had it. So when I had to cancel my Queen Charlotte Safaris trip in early August due to the changes here at Let's Talk Hookup, I was covered because it was a catastrophic event that I had to be here for my business, and they reimbursed me for my airline ticket.
Yeah.
Which is pretty amazing.
Mm-hmm. Which I was so impressed with that one, too, because it's not like you weren't sick, you didn't get into a car accident, but, you know,
I had to be
life kept you from going. You did not get to go, but it wasn't sick, it wasn't a broken bone, it wasn't a this, but still, you were covered because you had that insurance policy.
And I got to see firsthand that it really works. And the cool thing about it is, you held my hand the whole way. And it's not just because it's me. It's you do that for everybody.
Right? Yeah, absolutely. I mean, anytime someone, I welcome people to send me their information so that I can help them look through it, make sure it's all together and it goes through smoothly. I mean, we really, you know, you could go direct to some of the carriers, but there's no reason to if you have an agent that's going to be advocating on your behalf.
Right.
And that's what we pride ourselves on. It's like we're willing to help you all the way through the process so that your claim gets approved as long as it's, you know, a coverable loss.
Yeah. Well, now, Bob's gone fishing. That's what your email says anyway.
Yeah.
So I know you've been laid up a little bit with your back, but what kind of travel have you been doing in your retirement?
I try to make, you know, 3 to 4 bird hunts in Mexico a year and as many fishing trips as I can make.
Yeah.
Fortunately, I haven't had, you know, anything going in the last 8 weeks because of my back. I wouldn't have been able to fish anyway.
Yeah.
And that was just from moving plants on the patio and I end up with a pinched nerve and a crutch.
Oh, jeez. So, don't be doing that.
Yeah, no. It's just an age thing, you know.
Yeah, I hear it. But moving plants, I can relate because I've done that. I've hurt myself moving plants on the patio. It's like those things are heavy.
I just find it hard to believe because I watched him whoop ass on a big bluefin.
Yeah.
Doing it. Like, how can you pull that hard on a bluefin and then have the plant take you down?
Well, you know.
Just never know.
Yeah. And one really important thing I'd like to bring up, too, to travelers is that if you have an incident where you're injured, maybe you tear a rotator cuff, which I did in December when I was bird hunting in Mexico, and you have to see urgent care or a doctor within 72 hours. If you wait past that, then they're like, hey, it couldn't have been so bad that you couldn't see us. You know, it's not going to be covered.
So you can't just sit there and go, I'll be fine, and then 2 weeks later go see the doctor. You have to go to a doctor. And
within 72 hours. You know, and even down in Mexico, you know, they have urgent care centers. You know,
just some sort of medical service.
Yeah. Just so you get a note from a doctor.
Well, that's good to know. Yeah.
Yeah. Because once that 72 hours passes, they're like, hey, you know, it couldn't have been too bad. You didn't turn it in 72 hours.
Right.
And, you know, and they, like in Mexico, they would say, okay, where are you, what town are you in? We'll tell you where an urgent care center is or a doctor
is. You just call the 800 number and they tell you that?
Yeah.
Wow. So another listener told me a story about his wife had your travel insurance and was going with a friend to Europe. And the friend got hurt and they had to cancel the trip. She's covered too, right? Because your companion is...
Right. So the wording on the policy is you, if you, a traveling companion or a direct family member, become ill or injured to the point where you need to seek medical care and that interrupt, you know, either stops you from going or interrupts your trip, that is a covered loss.
That's a covered loss.
She isn't covered unless she has a policy, right? But he is covered because he has the policy and he was traveling with her.
Yeah, correct. Right. So it's whoever carries the policy is the person that's covered. Yeah.
Right. Mm-hmm. But so if the person that was hurt didn't have a policy, but you did and you were traveling with them, you're covered.
Right.
Or vice versa.
Yeah, and of course, like with anything, there's some stipulations on that. Depends on when you purchased your plan. If it was if that person had a pre-existing condition, all the same criteria applies. But yes, in that instance, she was covered.
I see that. So that's like the biggest thing I think, especially in our world with fishing trips and long range fishing. And Bob, nobody knows that more. You know, you so often are going with a buddy, like. Oh, we share the stateroom, and we, you know, and all of a sudden the whole reason you were going because you and Tom were excited about your fishing trip, and Tom goes down, like, well, it's that's the reason I was going, and so now you can be completely covered. You're not out. The boat's not out. It's just no, it's a no loss for anybody.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, that's a biggie because, you know, there's a lot of people, could be grandfather, father, whoever, you know, might want to take their grandson fishing or son fishing or whatever, and, you know, they don't want to go unless that traveling companion's going because in most cases, you know, it's the trips for the
camaraderie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Whether it's a best friend or, you know, a family member, you know, you want to have that coverage. And, you know, not that, you know, I think the best part about travel insurance is the medevac benefits and the medical benefits because everybody has deductibles of some sort on some plan.
Right.
You know, whether even if you have a Medicare Advantage plan, you're still going to have a copay, $250 a day for a hospital. That'll be covered, you
right.
know, and then you have, even with that 3,000 annual, I don't know how they make money on it,
yeah.
To be honest with you. And, you know, for years it was $275, and then I think, was it about 2 or 3 years ago, it went up $5?
Yeah.
$280 a year.
That's what I
price hike.
Yeah.
I know they gave us notice ahead of time, and
$5.
I'm like, oh, gosh.
Yeah.
And then I was like, oh, that's okay.
That's not $5. So bad. Here, and you bring up the most important part, the medical part, the medical evac. Is the main reason I personally have the insurance, but there's so many other benefits that go along with that. But if I'm on Christmas Island and I need to get off that island in the middle of Pacific, I can just dial that 1-800 number, and if it's an emergency situation, they'll fly me home.
Mm-hmm.
And that would, how much would that flight cost? Like $50,000 or something like that.
I would imagine,
right?
Somewhere, maybe even more now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, right. So that just in itself is worth the $280 that you might pay. And so there's different, there's just levels of the policy, right? Like so why don't you describe that?
Sure. So on the annual plans, there's three different types of policies. There's a deluxe, which is the one we've been talking about, $3,000 worth of coverage, $100,000 emergency transportation, $20,000 emergency medical. And then from there, it jumps up.
So let's explain that real, just briefly.
Sure.
Okay. So if your trip cost you $5,000.
Right.
And you have the deluxe, you're covered for $3,000 of that $5,000.
Correct. So if you had to cancel your trip or it became interrupted, the maximum benefit that you would get back would be that $3,000 for the year.
But you still have all the evac and all the other benefits.
Mm-hmm.
They
correct.
All go along
yes.
with it. Yes.
And then if you want to make sure that your entire investment in that trip is covered, then you would want to jump up to the executive annual plan. And that has three different levels. It's $5,000, $7,500, and $10,000. And it ranges from $510 then to $635 to $805 in California as far as cost.
Uh-huh.
But the other great thing on that one is it increases your emergency medical benefits from $20,000 to $50,000,
okay.
And it increases your emergency transportation from $100,000 to $250,000.
Yeah, okay.
So a lot.
So if
more
I'm on Christmas Island, it might be $250,000 to get out of there, right?
Now you're flying in a little more luxury.
Yeah, for sure. So, And the difference in cost is not that much.
Right. I mean, like I said, on that $3,000, it's $280 on the highest single-person annual plan on the executive level where you have $10,000 in coverage is $805 for the year. So
for $250,000 in benefits.
Right.
Benefits
and $10,000 in reimbursement coverage throughout the year. So, I mean,
yeah.
Less than 10%.
Yeah,
know?
For sure.
Even just for that one benefit.
Yeah.
Like, never mind the rest.
Just the one.
Yeah.
Not to mention all the other stuff that goes along with it.
Right.
That all of a sudden, when something happens, you go, oh, I'm covered?
Exactly.
Wow.
And we'll talk more about it, but it's the little things that always blow me away that are covered on that. Like you mentioned rental car, but it's baggage and it's interruption and it's loss, and it's like, you know, Bob was always like, well, don't forget about this. You had this happen too, and you know,
right.
Your bag didn't show up. Well, there's coverage for that. It is the most no-brainer thing to have.
What's the rental car coverage again?
It's $45,000 of rental car theft or damage coverage. So that additional coverage that they always want you to buy at the
right.
rental car counter, you can waive that and know that you have that coverage within the annual plan. And that alone, I mean, if you look at the cost
really?
Of that, typically that's, you know, $25 or more per day. So if you rented a car for a week, you know,
you're in a car and you get in a wreck and it's $5,000 in damage on that wreck, you're covered.
Correct. Yeah.
And again,
I didn't even know.
Yeah, Chrissy,
and I am covered.
Well, Chrissy says that the best, and it's true. Like, go to Hawaii for a week. it's literally going to pay for your entire plan for the year that covers every trip you do is going to pay for itself just on that part, just on the rental car fee that you're going to save will pay for basically the entire plan.
Yeah.
So rad.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Pretty
you definitely,
amazing.
Definitely want. You know what? Really, the best bang for the buck is that $7,500 plan. At $635 a year.
$635 a year.
Yeah, $7,500 in trip reimbursement, cancellation, interruption, all that that goes with it. And once you're into that executive plan, as Christy mentioned, you've got $250,000 in Medevac, and you got $50,000 in medical. So whether you have a Medicare plan or you have a regular health insurance, maybe through your company, you're going to have deductibles, and this is going to cover those deductibles for you.
Yeah, and I might add, too, that being personally involved in making a claim, it was a piece of cake. I mean, I went online, I filled out the forms, I gave them everything that they needed as far as forms, and they communicate with you, you know, it's processing this, you're approved, you're covered, check's in the mail.
Yeah,
that's
and,
crazy.
Yeah, I
it
mean,
never
it, was,
works like
it
that.
Was, no, it doesn't, with an insurance company, right?
It doesn't work like
it
that.
It just doesn't work like that. But as you can hear, we have a great show for you today. Bob and Christy are anglers as well as people that are valuable to have in our hip pocket, for
it's,
sure.
It's one of my favorite shows of the year because I remember the first time Bob came on.
When their phones are packed.
And I mean, I've known Bob forever from working at the Landing, and they've always taken the best care of us at the Landing with the boats and everything. But when Bob came on the show the first time, I was like, what the heck are we going to do for 2 hours talking about insurance? Every year, it has become one of my favorite shows.
Yeah.
We have a ton of texts lined up. Every single phone line is already full. Like, this applies to what we all do. And it's going to be a great show. And we're going to have a lot of fun over the next 2 hours talking with you, talking with Bob and Christy. And if you want to join us this morning, man, we want to hear from you. Give us a call at 213-432-1090. Again, 213-432-1090 is how you get your direct line into Christy and Bob this morning from Dawson Insurance. Or you can send us a text. The text to show, again, is becoming so popular here on Let's Talk Hookup. And the only way to send in your text messages is through the Let's Talk Hookup app. If you don't have it already, it's a must-have. It's a free download. You don't get any spam. You don't get any BS. All you get is a great way to listen to Let's Talk Hookup. You can hear all the archive shows. You can get great information, upcoming guests. And it's the only way to text in your questions. And when you do, make sure that you include your contact info with your text. Just a name and a phone number, because if you win the big prize at the end of the show, we want to make sure to get it to you. And not only are we going to be having lots of fun talking with Bob and Christy about the insurance services today, we are also giving away such a killer prize. One lucky caller or texter, and we're going to decide that with the coin flip, as we always do at the end of the show, is going to win a full-day trip on board the Liberty at a Fisherman's Landing. So you're going to get to fish with Captain Taro or Neville on a full-day trip, whether they go to the Coronal Islands, whether they're going offshore for bluefin, whatever it is, full-day free trip coming your way at the end of today's show. How cool is that?
And I might add, too, I keep forgetting this. This is our 33rd anniversary on the air. We started the show 33 years ago today. I think it was the 9th, but what's today? The 8th, so something like that. I think the actual date is the 9th, which is tomorrow, but it fell on a Sunday, so we're counting it close to 33 years. So 33 years
there's
on the air.
There's a leap years
on the air today,
That's
so
awesome.
Yeah, pretty amazing. Well, still
33.
Here. 33, yeah. So, and you've been with us for
a lot of
I'm going to say 30 of them, right? At least 30 of them, right? Either behind the scenes on answering the phones.
Sure.
So how old are you now? You're
42 now.
42, and you started when you were 13.
13,
So,
Wow. Crazy.
It's like that's 31 years.
I would say it's been longer than I've done Let's Talk Hookup a lot longer than I haven't done it.
Yeah.
We've been having a lot of fun, man.
Yeah.
Well, congratulations on 30.
Yeah, congratulations to you.
That's an amazing
thing. Yeah.
And it's been so cool. And what's so cool about Let's Talk Hookup is it has stayed consistently on point all the time.
Yeah.
There's no better source for information, getting to hear from the boats as it happens and getting the crazy good info. I mean, where else do you get information on travel insurance like this? You know, things that that we all need. It's from Let's Talk Hookup.
Yeah.
33 years is an amazing milestone.
And thanks to great sponsors like Dawson Insurance and all the people that you see on the screen there that come up. We're grateful for them because we wouldn't be here without that. And behind-the-scenes people like Adam and JP and all the people that help us out in the background there. That's why we're here.
No doubt.
Yeah, Corey Sandin, our backup co-host, Tommy P. and Dave and everybody help us at the shows and stuff like that.
And I get to see it from both sides. You know, I feel like, you know, on the tackle store side of things, when I got to take my hat off over there, like, Let's Talk Hookup is our most successful platform for getting information to our customers. You know, like, obviously I'm biased because I'm here and behind the microphone, but
sure.
Like, when I take that hat off, like, it's our most successful advertising platform. We spend our money in plenty of places, but when we talk about a $100 off deal on a reel, we see the guys in the store that day. Yeah. It's a very special thing.
It actually works.
It's the best.
Yeah, unlike a lot of advertising. It actually works.
It's where we choose to spend our money, and it has nothing to do with
I'm grateful for that, too, and that's because of our listeners' respond. And So I don't know about another 33 years, Bob. I mean, several years more.
You're damn right.
We'll just say that,
no doubt about it. Well, we're going to be having a great show. Again, congratulations, Pete, on 33 years. And if you want to get through and join us, 213-432-1090, or roll those texts in on the Let's Talk Hookup app. And when we come back, we're going to be taking your phone calls, reading those texts. You're listening to Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app and the Sports Grid Radio Network.
Hey, this is Rosie with Sagro Sport Fishing. We have always been the leader with all-inclusive fishing trips to Sagro Island. We now have two lodges to choose from and both sit on the cliff's edge with relaxing ocean views and gorgeous morning sunrises. With direct flights departing to the CBX in San Diego, we are committed to providing first-class service to our guests and an unforgettable fishing experience. Come check out the yellowtail and calico bass capital in the world. Nobody does it better than Sagro Sport Fishing. Call me at 619-772-7570 or check us out at sagrosportfishing.com. Book soon. Trips are going fast.
All of us at the American Angler family want to express appreciation to our regular passengers that fish with us year after year and to the new anglers that came out this last season. We realize how precious your vacation time is, and we are truly grateful that you have chosen to spend this time with us. It's important that your experience is memorable from the moment you call the office to the time you step off the boat. Hi, I'm Lori. Call me at the office, 619-223-5414, or check us out at AmericanAnglerSportFishing.com. Come fishing with the American Angler family and make a memory.
Many years ago, Baja pioneer Bob Van Wormer found the area he called the Great Fish Trap in the East Cape of Southern Baja and built what is now regarded as the premier East Cape resorts of Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol. Today, following in their father's footsteps, Bob's sons, Bobby, Chucky, and Eddie, have taken Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol to new levels with the largest sport fishing fleet in Mexico, a luxurious spa, and top-of-the-line resort amenities. Van Wormer resorts have become a destination for travelers worldwide. But for us, Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol are just a short two-hour flight away. No other tropical fishing destination offers the experience and value that you'll find at Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol. Now you can plan your Baja fishing vacation quick and easy by visiting VanWormerResorts.com. And when you're ready to book, it's quick and easy. Or simply call 877-777-TUNA for more information. Van Wormer Resorts, the East Cape's finest.
The name that stands out among anglers is Fisherman's Landing, your top choice in local and long-range fishing. Hi, this is Doug Kern. Our hard-working crew will make sure your fishing experience is one to remember. We offer the finest open party trips from 1 to 3 days, the best charter boats available, and of course, our world-renowned long-range fleet is second to none. Fisherman's Landing is a full-service operation offering great half-day trips on the Dolphin and full-day open party trips on the spacious and comfortable Liberty. Since we introduced the full-day trips at Fisherman's Landing, the 85-foot Liberty has become a favorite among full-day operations with bunks for your comfort, huge bait capacity, and RSW fish holds to keep your catch fresh. Plus, Liberty has a big modern galley and two interior heads with showers. All our open party trips from half-day, full, or 1 to 3 day trips can easily be booked online at fishermanslanding.com or give us a call at 619-221-8500. I'll see you at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Having a great time here this morning. I want to read the phone numbers again because that's what we do, but you're going to have to wait because every single phone line is full. But you're going to get your shot, and there's plenty of opportunity to do that. That's 213-432-1090.
Well, let's take one of those phone calls right now. Let's open it up for somebody.
That sounds good to me. How about we start over in Dallas, Texas, talking to John. We got John on the phone this morning. Good morning, John.
Morning, guys. Happy anniversary. I remember having Marty Milner's phone number, and I think it was Rick asking me how I got it. But I've been a listener for about 30 years. But my question to Bob, is I live in Dallas, and I do like four trips a year in San Diego, so I'm covered from Dallas to San Diego.
Yeah, because your destination is going to be 100 miles from home for sure, you know, flying from Dallas to San Diego, because Christy lives in Weatherford. It's not too far from Dallas.
Hi, neighbor.
Yeah, and so your plane flight will be covered. Your boat trip will be covered. If you get a rental car, you'll be covered there.
Right. So how it works is it's anything that's non-refundable. So anything you don't receive a credit or a refund for under a covered loss is covered under the policy.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah, and that's why you want to get that. You know, it's nice, especially if you make several trips a year like I do. Most of the trips I make are under $7,500, but I get a $7,500 plan, because if I have a $3,000 trip that I have to cancel, I still got $4,500 left for the rest of the year.
So absolutely. Plus the additional benefits, too, of the up
and the most expensive ones, the medevacs and the medical. And
Right. And on your annual plan, you can have up to two emergency medical transports during a policy term. So it's not just like a one and done.
Yeah.
Even if you had an emergency.
Up to the
up to the covered amount, right. Yeah. So if it costs you $50,000 to get emergency medical transport one time, you still have, if you have the deluxe plan, you still have, you know, another $50,000. If you had the executive, you still have another $200,000.
And the executive plan kicks in at what level?
$5,000 cancellation coverage.
And that's how much a year?
In California, it's $510. And I think our caller is John. Is that right?
Yes,
John? Ma'am. In Texas, us Texas residents do not get coverage for rental car damage and theft.
Oh, really?
Oh,
interesting.
There's a few states that exclude that coverage. Why, I don't know. I'm going to assume it's hail.
But California, Californians would be covered in
Correct.
Texas.
Correct. Yes.
Yes.
Yeah, it goes by your state of residence.
I see.
So there are some
I thought it was like going to be more expensive in California, right? But it's not.
No, actually, well, the plan is, because there are some missing coverages, some of the plans are a little less costly in, like, Texas or Washington.
Of course.
A few states.
Yeah, of course.
I will say California is right there among most of the states.
Yeah.
So it's not significant.
Pretty common. All right. Hey, nice to hear from you, John. Thanks a lot for the call.
All right. Well, I had a great text come through. It says, good morning, guys. My wife and I have had policies with Bob and Christy for years. My question is, my question has to do with travel credits versus return of our payment. If we have to cancel our trip to Europe or anywhere for that matter due to illness, and we really can't or don't want to rebook the airline or cruise, but they offer us a credit, what will the travel policy reimburse us for? Can we get money back if a credit option is available? That's from Ed and Val.
It's a good question.
Yeah, it's a great question. So thank you for being a longtime customer. And anyhow, as far as your question, if there's an option for a credit or just to cancel. Recently this came up. Someone had a trip to Europe. They had to cancel for a covered reason. They had the option to take a credit or to cancel and get a refund of
$50.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Come on.
No kidding.
Yeah.
So they took the cancel and get the refund of $50 because they had the travel insurance, and then the travel insurance would kick in. However, had they taken the credit and not used it, they could not have claimed for that portion because there was a credit on file.
Other words, if they took the credit and then they ended up never using the credit and it expired, you're out.
Yeah.
So you're better off taking the $50 of the thousands of dollars or whatever it costs and then getting reimbursed
extraneous. You know, we take our credit from the airline company, but there was hotels that they booked that were different. There was rental cars that they booked that were different. There was all of those wouldn't have been covered from the airline company, because they have
all
the travel insurance, everything else.
Right, and some other, you know, venues will still give you a credit, but if you don't plan on going back there next year, then why would you take it? You know, you don't need to take that credit. But in those certain circumstances, especially those, it's always good to give us a call. You can call myself or Heather at the office, and we'll be happy to advise you and then hold your hand the whole way through to make sure you get, you know, the maximum refund possible.
One thing I'll caution our listeners on taking the credit versus the full cancellation is look at the date. and it, see if you can follow, see if you can use that credit within the time period. Because they generally, I'll give you a classic example of that airline ticket that I referred to that I got reimbursement from. It was Air Canada. I booked the ticket in like December, but I had to use it, to use in August. But I had to use it prior to December of this year to enable to get the credit. Otherwise, I would have got a full credit. So, in other words, it was the same kind of thing. It was a $700 ticket. They offered me a $50 refund or a full credit. Mm-hmm. And so I took the $50 refund and then got the rest from the travel insurance.
Yeah.
So, and that's pretty common. So, again, you think, well, I'll go on that trip again, but watch the date of when. Generally speaking, it's on the date that you booked it. That you can take that travel.
That's a good call. I would have never thought that.
Yeah.
And,
yeah.
You know, if you got to try and use it by the end of that year, that you, the season is darn near over by that point. You know, like, yeah, that's crazy.
Yeah, because I'm, you know, I'll go back to Queen Charlotte Safaris next year. Oh, yeah, I'll just use it next year. And then you read the fine print. It's like, nah, it's going to expire in December. So.
But you chose to, so and hypothetically, you chose to take that.
You're out. Yeah, right. Mm-hmm. For
that's
sure.
Good call.
All right. Very good. Hey, I have a great text here, too, and it's, excuse me, put my glasses on, from Kurt in Vista. And Kurt writes, he travels to Baja a lot, and he says, morning, everyone. My question is for Bob and Christy. Is this travel, if I travel to Baja for 3 months at a time, twice a year, would this insurance benefit Vagabond Camping cover me?
Great question. So, the annual plans that we've been talking about and a lot of the individual, well, the annual plan specifically, the maximum length of your trip can be no more than 45 days for the coverage to be in effect. If you're going to go on a trip longer than 45 or, you know, more than 45 days, then I recommend you give our office a call. I always recommend you give our office a call so we can make sure that the plan you're getting is the right coverage for you.
Right.
But there are plans available for long-term travel, especially if you're just looking for medical transportation and medical expense coverage.
Okay, but 45 days. So he wouldn't be covered. He'd be covered for 45 days, but not 3 months.
Correct.
So so would he be covered for the first 45 days? No.
No.
Because the trip
is planned for longer. Correct. Because they're going to ask you for your itinerary as far as when you're going into that country, you know, and coming back. So.
Yeah, gotcha. All right. Hey, we have special guests on the line here this morning, and we have Arnie from CCA California on the line. Good morning, Arnie.
What's up, Arnie?
Hi.
Good morning, Pete, Ricky. Hey, Christy. Hey, Bob. Yeah. Hey, Christy, thanks for coming down to Rod and Reel and doing the seminar for us on Thursday. That was really good. Everybody enjoyed it.
That's right.
Thank
you were
you.
At the San Diego Rod and Reel Club on Thursday.
That's a great group. So anybody in the San Diego area, if you have not been to a San Diego Rod and Reel Club meeting, if you go just to buy their raffle tickets and get their free prizes alone. Thank you so much for having me, Arnie. That was such a great time.
Did
and
you win
what
anything?
A great group. I did. I actually won some baked goods, and I won the 50-50 raffle. But I gave it back to the kids because they've got, Arnie will tell you, but they've got such a great program over there that they, you know, take kids fishing for free. And I think that's a great cause and definitely want to help out with that.
That's a
Thank you so much,
yeah.
Christy. Yeah, well, Monday was the end of the CCA California Star Tournament.
Yeah.
And all the entries have been verified and tallied. Tomorrow, September 9th at 3 p.m., go to CCA California on YouTube to find out who the winners are going to be. Okay, they will announce them tomorrow. I'll just give you a few statistics of STAR for California this last year. There were 762 registered anglers, 726 adults, 36 youth, $74,000 in grand prizes, $3,400 in weekly prizes, $5,400 in youth prizes. Now, we were using the Fishing Chaos app to tally all the entries. We had a total of 1,361 entries, 785 were saltwater bass, 120 in halibut, 100 tuna, 56 white sea bass, and 126 yellowtail. So thank you, everyone, who participated in STAR this year and made it a big success. And I tell you what, if you didn't know, the boat that's the grand prize has been at Dana Landing for a few months here. And I hear a few people have been kind of
away with it, right?
So cool.
Yes, sir. So yeah, again, I know some people out there stalking that thing.
Again, it's going to be on the CCA California YouTube live stream tomorrow. What time?
3 p.m.
3 p.m.
Okay, and you just go to the CCACalifornia.org website, and you can link right into it, right? Or just go to YouTube and look for CCA California.
I think it's on YouTube.
Yeah, yeah, for sure. Thanks, Arnie. Nice to hear from
you. Good job, Arnie.
Appreciate that. Hey, nice.
Take care, guys.
Good luck to all the winners of the CCA California very first star tournament.
And how cool to see the first annual have so much participation.
Yeah.
Hopefully that's just the start of many more to come.
But, yeah, for sure.
For the first one, that's great. A lot of people trying and a lot of fish getting entered in there.
Yeah, and hopefully they allow us to fish in Mexico next year.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure. So San Diegans can participate.
Yeah.
Yeah. Message to the people out there that
exactly.
Making those rules. Yusuf, the Angler's Realtor is on the line. Good morning, Yusuf.
What's up, Yusuf?
Good morning, guys. How are we? Congratulations on the anniversary.
Thanks very much. Where you been?
I had a spine fusion, so I've been out and had some complications in the hospital for a while, but I'm working out again and did about a 3-mile walk this morning, and things are getting better.
Well, we've been missing you, buddy. Sorry to hear about the downtime, but sounds like you're on the mend and doing good.
Yes, sir. Going to be back at it soon, hopefully on the water in the next 2 months. So looking forward to it, that's for sure.
That-a-way.
Good.
Well, it hasn't slowed you down in the real estate game, though.
Absolutely not. Still going. My team is closing deals, and I actually closed one the day of my surgery.
Oh, my God.
Still going.
That's brilliant.
Okay, well, the fish report here for Fish Scope. Up in San Clemente area, we're still seeing sea bass. They are up around the dunes to Pyramid Cove area. Still pretty good fishing on the squid there. Offshore, this has been pretty good fishing northwest side of San Clemente for the big bluefin. Some guys getting them on the kite during the day. You know, the big bluefin guys have been putting work in. The night fishing up there has also been really good for some of the party boats, getting some good scores on the bigger models. Tanner and Cortez still biting. You know, smaller fish, 20 to 60 pounds. There are some bigger ones on the 100-fathom curve. They are fishing those at night and pulling a few over. Right now, the marlin fishing is legitimately the best we've seen in 20 years. Up off the Avalon Bank, 277 slide area, it is just unbelievable. Guys are having their best scores, you know, in 20 years at least. As well as the only real deal that's going on for in close bluefin is the island. The game over there is pretty good. Guys scoring 20 to 30 pound fish. Yesterday I got a video from a buddy that was out there, and they are just boiling everywhere. Didn't want to bite sardines, but the bigger party boats seem to be pulling them over pretty well. The seals are intolerable, trying to eat every tuna that's hooked. But they're still putting them over the side. And that's it for Fish Dope Report. You can get a hold of me at Cal Realty on Instagram and Facebook, or you can get my website at sportsmansrealty.com. And that's the Fish Dope Report for Sunday.
Yeah, great job, buddy. Appreciate it, Yusuf, very much. And, man, like you said, Pete, you nailed it. That's an animal right there. He doesn't mess around, doesn't miss a beat, and going to treat your home buying process exactly the same way as that. Well, great report, buddy. Glad to hear you're back on the mend, and thanks for doing such a great job compiling such killer info for us.
You got it, guys. Take care. Have a great day.
All right, I appreciate that. And if you want to save $30 off of a new membership to fishdope.com, use the code HOOKUPNOW. It's all lowercase, no space. Hook up now saves you $30 off of a new membership to Fish Dope. And their report, again, is sponsored by Norris Lithium Batteries. They are here in Southern California and designed specifically for marine use. Norris Lithium features prismatic cells for extreme durability, solid connections, longevity, and reliability. The Norris Guardian Advanced Battery Management System allows for you to monitor the health and the charge. charging status by using an app on your phone. Norris also makes a complete line of kayak and electric reel batteries. Make an investment in the very best for your boat with Norris Lithium. Check norrislithium.com or go see the Trolling Motor Docker or Angler's Marine at both their Anaheim and Lakeside location for your Norris Lithium batteries. And when we come back, we've got a lot of Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. Lots of phone calls, lots of texts. You stay tuned. You're listening to Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app and the Sports Grid Radio Network.
Wait. 40-pound white sea bass off an inflatable Hobie kayak? Tell me about that.
I'm Logan from Fastlane Kayaks on Mission Bay, and the whole story began when Ron Lane lent my parents some Hobie Mirage Ice Trek to put on their boat and take out to Catalina Island. That's when I borrowed the Ice Trek 11, threw it in my car, and drove down to Baja for a fishing and camping trip. Ended up laying a bucket list 40-pound white sea bass on the inflatable.
Dang, that sounds even better than our mammoth trip. And we packed up the kayaks in the car, snowboarded all morning, then drove down to the lakes, watched the iTreks, and fished for trout all afternoon.
Honestly, the iTrek inflatables are the ultimate fishing platform. From trout in the Sierras, calicos at Catalina, and white sea bass in the Sea of Cortez, they can do it all.
And we've documented all these trips, so check out Fastlane Kayaks on Instagram to see more. And if you think you want a kayak, but you're on the fence, come down to our shop, or right on Mission Bay, and we would be happy to throw one in the water and let you give it a try. So call Fastlane Kayaks to schedule a demo today.
Give your boat the love it deserves and install a custom sea deck kit from Blue Seas Fabrication. Blue Seas is the West Coast's only certified sea deck fabricator and installer. Sea deck upgrades the look and feel of any boat, old or new. Sea deck non-skid decking adds comfort, convenience, safety, and value. Let the experts from Blue Seas Fabrication custom fit your deck, bridge, and interiors with stylish, durable, stain-resistant, and easy-to-clean sea deck. Check BlueSeasFabrication.com and enhance your fishing experience.
Turner's Outdoorsman, Southern California's number one shooting, hunting, and fishing tackle retailer since 1971, is right in your neighborhood. Now with stores throughout Southern, Central, and Northern California. No one does it better. Turner's Outdoorsman brings you the best prices and selection, plus a knowledgeable staff that will help make your day on the water or in the field more fun. Stop by your neighborhood Turner's Outdoorsman. To find a location nearest you, check the web at turners.com and sign up for special deals and more.
Whether you're fly fishing, bottom fishing, net fishing, or just sitting on the water thinking about fishing, remember, a good day in the water starts with everyone wearing a life jacket. Save the ones you love. A message from California State Parks Division of Boating and Waterways.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. What a great time we're having here this morning. Lots of fun. So much great info. If you want to get your shot at joining Bob and Christy this morning, 213-432-1090 is the number. Or, as we always say, send us a text on that Let's Talk Hookup app.
Yeah, and if you're listening to us on 1090, glad you're with us there. If you're listening to us on the Let's Talk Hookup app, glad you're with us there. If you're listening to us on the Sports Grid Radio Network, we're thrilled to be a part of that, too. And then, of course, yesterday we had a little issue with our feed on our website, but that's all fixed and all up. And archives for yesterday were a little delayed, but Adam's working on them right now. We should have them up here. Some technical changes happened this week with some of the stuff with the transfer to Sports Grid, but we're resolving all those issues and getting those updated. But those archives or podcasts from yesterday should be up either right now or very, very soon if you were looking for those. And then, of course, welcome to our video feed for our people on the YouTube and Facebook. That's gone crazy. People are watching. I don't know why they want to watch us, but they do. And we're glad you do. You know, it's great. But the nice thing is you can watch Christy. Christy, you know, the rest of us, I don't know about that, but you can see Christy. And the other cool thing is there's lots of action at the landing today, so I've been popping in and out on our outdoor camera there, showing some of the action at the Fisherman's Landing, H&M, and Point Loma Sport Fishing. A lot of boats coming in and out and stuff like that.
The Ocean Odyssey in the background, jockeying for position for the fuel dock.
Yeah.
We just saw the Pacific Dawn and the Fortune go by a minute ago. They had to slide out of the way so the Game Changer could slide in. There's a lot of action going on there.
And then you can see Season Sport Fishing is at the dock today. That guy works hard, Sport Fishing.
No,
he's actually at the dock today. He's taking a well-deserved day off, Jamie. So if you're listening, good for you. Relax.
Hang out with the girls.
Yeah, definitely. All right, let's find out what's biting.
You got it, man. It's time for our catch report today. That catch report is sponsored by our friends at Gamakatsu, which are not just all about hooks, even though they make the best. There's so much more than just choice hooks than with Gamakatsu, including the new Gamakatsu fillet knives. Once you try one, you're going to want more. Their new tools are fantastic also, with the very, including those Gamakatsu braid scissors that are made with a ceramic blade so they'll never rust. You can see your local dealer, or you can check Gamakatsu.com for more information. Fantastic tools that those guys
absolutely
make. Hardware also. They're swivels, split rings, solid rings, the best underspins in the game. Yeah. Gamakatsu really does it right.
Yeah, all the different things. Yep. Not just about hooks.
You got it, man.
Yeah.
Hey, with that, we're going to find out what's going on the water and talk to our man, Captain Brian Woolley's on the line. What up, Woolley?
Hey, good morning, everybody. How's things this morning? All good?
Good morning.
Great. Good morning.
Good, man. Good. Cool new stuff going on in there, man. High tech, Pete, cameras,
yeah,
and live.
Man. Old dog needs
next level.
Yeah. Very cool. Hey, busy week for us up here along the beach locally, and over there at Clemente for the Fury. This local scene still, you know, we're really leaning on this bass fishing still. We've kind of shifted our efforts. It's kind of weird. We've been targeting a little bit more sand bass on our half and three quarter days than we have calico bass. This half days and three quarter day trips have been over the hard bottom zones, catching on that sand bass. The perfect setups for our guys, it's been kind of a transitional setup. It's been interesting. Like when we first get the boat set up, guys getting down to the bottom, right, with the reverse dropper loop setups have had the success. And as that fish starts to kind of climb up in the water column, it's been kind of a shift of approaches, the sliding egg sinkers, the Carolina rigs, and that kind of stuff has kind of been the go-to stuff. So, you know, you can kind of watch the fish come up off the bottom and you can watch that all work itself out that way. Quite a few small bonito in our accounts as well. That's been fun fishing on the light gear. That stuff's swimming around pretty good. And both zones above our harbor and some area down below. So the shiny jigs, catching plenty of that stuff to go in the bags. Some guys wanted to go home with five. That hasn't been a problem. But it's been on that smaller size, so it's that five fish limit. And then still a few halibut around too. You know, the guys that decided to stick with the dropper loop instead of making that switch over to a sliding sinker. I've been catching a few halibut. And then that kelp bass fishing, you know, just in the kelp, it, for whatever reason, we've had some current, we've had a condition that just fish just hasn't been active and wanted to react to the chum and come out and take a bait. So we kind of gave that a little bit of a break a day or two this week. And then hopefully, you know, we'll see if things kind of shape up here this next week. But a little bit slower on that calico bass. Then the Fury over at Clemente. Fishing there was a bit off to a day or two, just condition-related difficulties, you know, lack of current in certain zones and things like that obviously makes such a critical difference in catching stuff. But lack of current made it hard day to day, but Friday things lined up for him. They had a nice hit on that sea bass. There's just been some sleeper spots of sea bass island that guys have been able to get on and get. They had 27 fish on Friday in that 20 to 30-pound range in their morning, so that was kind of a good little surprise for those guys. I know there's some fish caught over there yesterday too, but that was good for them. And then that calico bass fishing by the end of the week did kind of perk up a little bit. And then the sinker fish, you know, the whitefish, sheephead, and that kind of stuff was in play. And then for Christian on the Lexi, he's, you know, been out in the bluefin grounds, still phenomenal fishing, 60, 70 miles, you know, 40 to 70 miles. He's been able to get out in those zones, and get on that bluefin, kitefish, good opportunity for him to get his clients out there as well. So good stuff all around. You know, we're just stoked for another week. And, gosh, the weather this week was phenomenal. Water was warm, and, you know, things kind of lined up. So that's it for us. And then Pika, man, he's out of here. I know you guys kind of thought some stuff that we had, but he's done. He's moving to Kentucky, so we're going to miss Captain Chris Pika sport fishing. He's been there for 37 years or something crazy. So I know he's been part of your show for a long time, in and out here making reports. And, yeah, but good for him. He's moving to Kentucky.
In Kentucky, what's he doing?
I know. It's where his wife's from. They're going to go and buy some land, and he's going to kick back and shoot his guns and, you know, enjoy the redneck cap of his.
There you go. Well, congratulations.
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah. How many years with you guys?
It was 37 years, I think, yeah.
And I saw you do a big party for him. That's so cool. Yeah.
Yeah, it was a great time. Yeah, super fun. So he'll be missed. And, you know, this is a good opportunity for some of our young kids with licenses to jump on a boat and take stuff over. So kind of changing the guard, bittersweet
on
kind of stuff.
So. Instead of brown ones.
There you go. Exactly. I'm sure he'll get his
cool.
Silver.
Congratulations, Pika.
Congratulations, buddy.
Yeah, thanks for being a part of the show for all those years he did. Chris Pika!
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
Was Pika directly after Mills in terms of
I think
before?
So, yeah.
I think
so.
Exactly.
Well, he's got that bass thing going, right, with the sun.
Yeah, he's got that locked in, ready, right? Totally. Yeah. So
he'll fit in.
Anyway, that,
in Kentucky.
Yeah, he's gonna dig it. I'm sure he'll fit right in. Yep.
Well, all right, good job, Willie. As always, you sure appreciate it. Glad to hear some good fishing going on, and man, with good weather ahead, we'll just look forward to another report next week.
Roger. Thanks for the time, guys. Have a great week. We'll talk to you then. See ya.
Thanks, Willie. Right. Appreciate that as always, man. Great job. All right, with that said, let's hit the surf now. It's time for our surf report with the guru himself, Gundy Gunderson. What up, Gundy?
Come on, you guys. Yeah, Pico was always a redneck, a little bit out of place, you know, in Orange County. And so it makes sense. The gravitational pull of Kentucky brings him back to turd farming or whatever he's going to do. All right, let's go with the report. You know, a lot of the same kind of conditions. Good on some beaches, poor on the other. And like we were saying last week, the guys hitting it consistently are finding the best fishing, and it can be good. Big influx this week of yellowfin croaker. I think it has to do with a lot of anchovies inside. The guys were reporting literally the croaker pushing the anchovy into the surf line, and we got one angler here who found some anchovies on the beach, turned them around for a three yellowfin croaker, believe it or not. But interesting conditions. I think going forward here, it's going to be a real nice window of fishing. You know, water temperatures are relatively stable now, 69 to maybe 73 degrees. Lots of corvina around. Still catching halibut, so it's lining up pretty good for the fall here. Hook, line, sinker reported more good catches out west, cleaner water. El Capitan, Refugio, Goleta, kicking out quality barred perch to 13 inches. Natural bait working best, mussel, lugworm, shrimp. Some real nice halibut out there, too, out west. No wide open bite, but the guys putting in the time are sticking some nice ones, 28 to 35 inch. That's real good fish. Drop shot flukes have been hot. White has been the color. Wiley's reported good croaker action below the Santa Monica Pier. A shop regular caught and released 11 fish to 3 3/4 pounds, all on sand crabs. Also had 3 corvina to 3 pounds, all in a morning incoming tide session. Tides have been nice this week. Just Fishing reported wide open croaker bites. Schools are pushing anchovies onto the beach there in Hermosa. One angler, as I was saying, found 3 still kicking anchovies in the sand when he got there first thing in the morning, turned them around for 3 croakers right off the bat. Catch and Tackle reported good croaker fishing. The street jetties, river jetties, the long rodders are getting them. Fishing the pyramid and the dropper loop sinker, baited with cut anchovy, probably best. Also getting some fish on crocodiles, and very good bay bass fishing in Newport Harbor there. I talked to 3 guys who fished. I have 54 fish caught and released, 4 legal halibut. That's a really nice session. The water's real clean in the bay there. And there was much improved fishing in the lagoons down San Diego way also. Pacific Coast reported solid corvina fishing, Oceanside Jetty, the Oceanside Pier, Army Navy, South Carlsbad, Del Mar, all through there, kicking out real nice fish. I think 4-pound 8-ounce was the largest fish they checked in. I think a 4-pound 3-ounce won the shop's Corbina Derby. So, boy, 70-degree water, stable weather. It's kind of what we've been waiting for all summer.
And 100 degrees inland, man. If there wasn't more reason to go hit the surf than this is certainly it. And great fishing, Gunny. Man, what a fantastic report this one was.
Yeah, real good. Yeah, 95 degrees in San Clemente. Holy smokes.
Yeah, it was hot. Yeah.
It's surfing.
All right, guys, great show. And I know I didn't hurt Pika's feelings. He's tough.
Nah, he's tough.
Congratulations, Pika.
Well, that's great info, Gundy. Appreciate it very much, bud. We'll talk to you next week.
All right, you guys. Have a good week.
All right, that's going to wrap up our catch report today. Again, sponsored by the Fish Pros at Fisherman's Processing in San Diego, where you get the premier processing experience. Check out the easier online system to now book your processing orders for your long-range trips. Now with the new team members, Fisherman's Processing stays far ahead of the rest. More same-day capacity and the finest customer service. Stop by their location in Old Town on Taylor Street or check fishermansprocessing.com and be sure to make your reservation today. And when we come come back. We got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. Lots of phone calls, lots of texts. You stay tuned. You're listening to Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app and the Sports Grid Radio Network.
Summit Gasoline at the San Diego Sports Arena is the place to fill up your car, truck, and boat with the lowest gas and diesel prices. Did you know Summit is also the place to get the lowest prices on gourmet ice and snacks for your trip? $3.99 for 25 pounds of ice, as many as you want. That's half the price of others. Plus, you get 100 pounds of ice free with a 30-gallon fill. Kirkland products at lower prices than the store that makes them. Plus, dozens of great snacks for just 89 cents. They can now accommodate 24 cars and trucks to fuel at the same time. Plus, 12 deep, easy in and outs, too. Step into the Summit Bistro and enjoy what Martha and her crew have for you. Fresh-made burritos, sandwiches, salad, along with beer, beverages, and, of course, always free ice. Summit Gasoline, low prices, friendly staff, free ice, and easy in and out with your boat and trailer at the San Diego Sports Arena.
Great fishing is what Seaforth Sport Fishing in Mission Bay is all about. With free parking and fully stocked tackle shop, Seaforth Sport Fishing is a favorite among anglers. Come aboard top boats like the Aztec, Cortez, Endeavor, Apollo, Outer Limits, Elgato Doe, Pride, Polaris Supreme, Tribute, Pacifica, Pacific Voyager, and the Voyager. Plus, the new Seaforth Sea Watch in San Diego offer the finest half and full day trips available. Seaforth Sport Fishing. For charters or schedule, check seaforthlanding.com. Run by fishermen for fishermen in Mission Bay.
Anyone that's been to the East Cape knows Smokey's Curing Company Cantina, the best food and drink in Los Barriles, and a fun place to hang out and watch your favorite sporting event. If you're lucky, you probably had Smokey's process your fish to take home. Their quality and service is top-notch. You'll see me at Smokey's Cantina hanging out with the owner, Chris, and my buddies when fishing in the East Cape. And we always send our fish to be processed at Smokey's, too. Now Chris has added one of the finest boats in the East Cape available for you to charter for a day or more. Of fishing. Vaquera. It's an immaculate 35 Cabo with a Sea Keeper and Captain Diego Romero, one of Baja's best. If you're looking for a great charter boat when fishing at Palmas, Playa, or other resorts, Vaquera, booked at BajaSmokies.com, should be your choice. So, when you're headed to the East Cape, be sure to stop by Smokies Curing Company Cantina. Send your fish to be processed there and fish aboard the 35 Cabo Vaquera. Check BajaSmokies.com for more details.
Offshore fishing is on. Hi, this is Doug Kern from Fisherman's Landing Tackle. This is saltwater tackle professionals. For bluefin tuna and yellowtail, nothing beats the Shimano Talica, the pinnacle of lever drag two-speed reels. Shimano Speedmaster 2 is also an extremely durable, high-performance lever drag reel for the more budget-minded angler. Both the Talica and Speedmaster 2 feature Shimano's Hagani body to prevent misalignment of moving parts under the heaviest of load. For all your Shimano, visit us at Fisherman's Landing Tackle at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego.